Novos. Celebrating International Women's Day 2023. Embrace equity.
Good morning, everyone. And I don't know, do you say happy International Women's Day or do you just celebrate it and celebrate all of the great women in your life?
It feels weird saying happy International Women's Day, but I think it's fine.
I think it's cool. Let's do that then. And let's make sure that everyone does. So if you see, if there's somebody, you know, an important woman in your life, it's a good day to just celebrate them. And do something nice for them.
Let her put her feet up.
Yeah.
Jess and I today doing nothing.
Yeah, fair enough.
You boys are doing all the work.
Yeah, us boys. Wait, who's the other one?
Just you.
Oh, yeah. Me, yeah, boy.
All the boys here in the whole building.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just put our feet up today.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's have cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. What one are you going to go for? What flavour?
No, where are they, I said.
Oh, sorry. they're on the way.
Awesome.
In the mail.
Just checking.
Checks in the mail. That sort of gear. So, yeah, there'll be a bit of that throughout today. Because
yeah, of course.
It's worth celebrating. And it is a great day.
Indeed.
Well, also up next, we'll be catching up with Jess to go a bit further with the local news headlines. She's a great woman. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
What you do is fantastic and you do an excellent job. In fact, I couldn't think of anyone else better to do the job that you do, Jess.
Aw, thanks.
100% agree.
You know, you see there's a lot of Muppets out there and you are an excellent person and an excellent journalist.
You are not one of the Muppets,
I was
going to
say, not a Muppet, yay.
Not a Muppet. Yeah, well done to you.
Neither are you, Tyler.
Thank you so much. Sometimes I feel like one, yeah, but it's all good.
Well, that's just the weird costume that you're wearing at the time. It's a separate conversation. Catching up with Jess to go a bit more on those local news headlines in just a few minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, an awful accident in Currycurry yesterday.
Yes, this is horrible. Emergency services were called to Currycurry just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There were reports that a motorcycle and an SUV had collided. Paramedics did everything they could to try and save the guy who was on the motorcycle, but sadly he died at the scene.
Oh, God.
Yeah, last night he was still yet to be formally identified, but believed to be aged in his 40s. The driver who was behind the wheel of the SUV, he was taken to hospital for mandatory testing, so the usual like blood and alcohol and things like that, and a crime scene was established by police. So they're trying to work out exactly what happened. Of course, if you saw anything, if you happened to be there, you know, every little bit helps the investigation, so get in touch with Crime Stoppers.
It's awful.
It's always full on, and it's always sad when someone in the community, you know, passes away from this type of accident.
Exactly.
Awful stuff. Switching gears, though, the founder of the What Were You Wearing organisation has been named Newcastle's Woman of the Year.
Yeah, so Sarah Williams is the founder of this awesome organisation. It really came to everyone's attention when she did an exhibition that showcased, it was like the clothing that survivors were wearing when they were sexually assaulted at the time that they were attacked. And it really captured so many people's attention, and What Were You Wearing sprung from that. And since then, she's done all sorts of things, rallies, she's created safe spaces at major events, and she's campaigned for anti-drink spiking measures as well. So Sarah Williams is her name, a pretty amazing organisation.
Yeah.
She was named the Newcastle Woman of the Year yesterday.
An amazing young woman too, right? And what an idea for an exhibition.
So good.
Like, to prove a point.
Exactly.
That, like, what a woman is wearing at the time of her attack has nothing to do with any of that, right?
Conceptually, it's a brilliant piece of art.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, I guess, conversation often, and it's often by, like, let's face it, like, outdated people going, oh, it's because they were wearing provocative clothing.
Yeah, they were dressed that way.
Which is such an insane idea.
Yeah.
But when it's like put right in front of those people in particular, they then have to realize that their comments are so wrong
and completely invalid.
Yeah, exactly.
So I absolutely salute the idea of that piece of art, and the fact that we're talking about it now,
yeah,
That means that it's made an impact.
And the work that Sarah has been able to do after the fact as well, right? Like Jess said, like she's organised rallies and all of these extra community events and all that kind of stuff. And it's raising awareness for this, you know, the kind of shit that women go through all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brilliant stuff, and a very, very deserving winner.
Totally.
Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, Brooklyn Beckham, we've talked about him on this show before because, well, really, he's got so much to live up to with his dad, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, famously Nepo babies. Kind of do, are born with a lot of pressure, so they say.
Well, I mean, yes, because he wants to, I mean, you do get the impression that he wants to impress, right? Because, I don't know, whenever you see him in interviews and stuff, he's always like trying to, I don't know, got
do
some project
things,
off the ground or something.
Evident that he wants to try and do good, but he just never does good.
That's right. Yeah, I know, because, okay, first he tried the soccer thing. Right, he even went over to the UK. I'll go back to the spiritual home of it, where it all started for me.
And I feel like if there's one thing that you can be better at your own dad at, is that it has to be soccer.
Oh, absolutely.
Like if you're going to kind of like step away from living in David Beckham's shadow, the one thing that you're going to have to be good at is the one thing that David Beckham is good at, right?
Yeah, that's right. Now, of course, that didn't work out so well for him.
How embarrassing.
Like he...
Is he not good?
Not that good. Like, better than me, probably.
Yeah, but not as good as David Beckham.
No, I think he can do that thing where you bounce the soccer ball from one foot to the other and back to the other again.
I can do that.
Right, there we go.
I used to be able to do that playing soccer. Don't know about now, but I could definitely do that.
I can't do it, but he could do that, so better than me.
Right.
And then he got to, like, the... I don't know what the technical terms are, but like the under leagues or whatever.
Yeah. But didn't make any with the big guns.
Nah, never got picked up by Man United or something big.
Embarrassing.
Right? Then he tried his hand at cooking and everyone was like, cooking? What are you
Since
doing,
when
mate?
Are you a chef? Didn't
exactly.
he make a G&T with G&T?
That's right. He made a big deal about it. And then there was that guy that goes around on TikTok asking everyone, oh, what do you do for a living when they've got a fancy car?
Yes.
Right? And this is what he said.
Hey, man, what do you do for a living? Your car's awesome.
I'm a chef.
You're a chef?
Yeah.
Really? Are you, like, the best chef in the world?
Try to be.
The best chef in the world, right? That's what he's working towards. He's now released a video of him making a fettuccine Alfredo. Small issue, though. It's got no fettuccine in it.
It's not fettuccine Alfredo, then, is it, idiot?
Is he a full idiot? This is the question I'm asking because, you know, the soccer thing, that doesn't work out. Sure, you know what? Genetics doesn't always pass down.
Yeah.
But if you're going to pretend to be the best chef in the world, you need to, like, grind it out in some French restaurant where they yell at you 20 hours a day.
Oh, my God, yeah. You need
That's
to work
how you
under
get
Gordon
good.
Ramsay. You need to have hot pans thrown at you. That's how you become the best chef in the world.
Yeah.
But also, too, when your genetics are 100% amazing, when they're coming from both mum and dad, surely there's hope.
Having a couple of lower arm tattoos doesn't give you any credibility in the real world.
He's not bad to look at. Maybe become a model.
Well, he did give that a go, remember?
Oh, well, I was not good at that either. Oh, my God. Brooklyn Beckham, you need to just pull your head in and maybe try something new.
Something totally different, I think, is what he needs to go to. I am beautiful, no matter what they the Novos.
Celebrating International Women's Day 2023. Embrace equity.
Yeah, that's right. Happy International Women's Day. And to you, you know, say that to all the important women in your life, I reckon, today.
Maybe not. I mean, you don't need to. I mean, you can acknowledge International Women's Day, but maybe just tell a woman in your life that you love them.
That's a great one. Or do something nice for them today.
Like some flowers, some chocky. I mean, chocky never goes astray.
That's right. Unless they don't like it, then get them something they like.
Yeah, of course.
You know learn what they like. Be better.
You bloody said it. Be better.
So true, right?
And know what the women like in your life.
Yep. Switching gears next, though. Of course, yesterday on the show, we talked about the brutal workplace nicknames.
Oh, yeah, because we work with a few.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, we'll get into that and unpack it up next as you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. And this happened yesterday on the show. And we're after the brutal workplace nicknames and Newey.
Yeah, because we realise that we work with a blister.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone who shows up after the work is all done. Also, too, we work with a Daytona 500. Someone that just talks round and round and round and round and round in circles all of the time.
Yep. That sure is true, and that's why we're after the ones of Newcastle. Your most brutal, the more brutal, the better.
100%. Brendan has commented on our Facebook post as well, saying, we call a bloke at work Rusty Gun because he doesn't work and we can't fire him.
I like that. That's one of my favourites. Let's meet Rob in Rutherford. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, never better. Now tell us, have you got a brutal workplace nickname for someone? What is it?
I do. We call him the wicket keeper, and he's probably listening. So,
good morning.
The wicket keeper, he puts his gloves on and he stands right back.
I love that.
Lazy bones. That's a good one. Wicket keeper is good. I like
strong,
that.
Strong, strong.
Let's go to Gaz next in Toronto. Hey, Gaz.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what's the most brutal workplace nickname you've come across?
Oh, I've got a few.
Hit us.
A lot of them I probably can't say on the radio. But
all right, let's keep the PG ones then.
Yeah, we've got blisters.
You've got blisters. Yep, strong.
Always shows up when the hard work's done.
Absolutely. Yep.
Good. What else you got?
Teapot's another one.
Teapot?
Yeah,
why so?
So basically what they do, they're mostly labourers. They stand there with one hand, their elbow on the side.
Yeah, oh, look like a teapot. I love that. Strong. Short and stout. Now, though, we've got the even better fun of Annoy Tyler. This is where we play into the OCD that Tyler, like, drives him mad. Like, you can't put those in a line. They're different colours, that sort of vibe.
Yeah. Do you know, I love colour coordinating my wardrobe.
I bet you do.
Jeez, it looks good in the moment.
Yeah. What's some of your favourite bits of it? Is it like all white in one section?
Yeah, it flows from black to dark grey to light grey to beige, no, to white, to stark white, to beige, to your beige, your pinks, and then your purples, and then your greens, and then your blues. Geez, it looks good.
I have most of my t-shirts on one shelf.
I don't want to hear it. What? Do you put two shirts on one clothes hanger as well?
Sometimes.
Anyway, let's go to Kiani in Swansea up first. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, never better, apparently. Now, do you have something that might annoy me?
I do. I'm very much like you, Tyler. I have things organised.
Good.
Things have a place in my house.
Good girl.
If they don't have a place, they don't belong.
They're in the bin.
I have a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I say to them, is that where that lives? And they know to put it away because that's not where it lives.
That'll annoy Mum.
It will annoy Mum, it does. It ends up in the bin.
Oh, does it now?
It's been 3 chances, and it doesn't go where it needs to go. It goes in the bin.
That is savage, but I'm absolutely here for it. What's one of the most recent things they've put in the wrong spot, Kiani?
My daughter's school award.
She put that in the bin?
No, I didn't. I told her I did, but I didn't.
just to make sure she learns to never do that again. Do not put it on the wrong shelf.
Much.
Good.
No, it was on the floor.
Great
and
discipline.
I gave her 3 chances and it didn't move, so I told her that I put it in the bin.
Yeah, but what if you want to look down at the award? Like if it's up on a shelf, oh, a sore neck all the time.
And
looking up.
Break your foot stepping on it. Great discipline, Kiani. I'm absolutely here for it. I love that so much. My children will also be raised like soldiers like Kiani. Let's go to Felicity in Charlestown next. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh,
very
fantastic.
Well.
What have you got to annoy Tyler, Felicity?
Using different coloured pegs to hang up the washing or different types of pegs.
This is not the first time this has been brought up, and this makes me itchy.
But types is a new subcategory within this, which I'm enjoying. So you're using, like, the wooden, plastic, like the old-fashioned ones in there?
Whatever's there. I don't have time to sort. Just whatever's there goes on the line.
Tyler has her head in her hands, like, physically looks ill at the moment, which I love. Well done, Felicity.
I hate this so much because famously clotheslines are linear, so you must hang things in, like, the normal order that you would hang them in, but then also use the same goddamn pegs.
You know what I say?
Oh, no.
Felicity.
Hangs them between the two lines as well, like not even the
road. Oh, yeah, great.
The two.
Why not? You get more space everywhere. That way, isn't it?
And just everywhere.
You know what, Felicity? The good thing about this is you're saving the environment because you're not just chucking out pegs left, right, and center. It's like Tyler hates the environment.
Shut up. I'm not throwing out pegs. I'm just using them in the perfect order.
Okay.
Jesus, I hate this so much.
All right, one more. Katie, how's Cardiff this morning?
Oh, it's pretty bloody hot, Crevo.
Yeah, hot already. Hot already. What have you got to annoy Tyler?
I've got a gross one. My ex and his whole family were non-flushers.
What?
Excuse me?
It wasn't to save the world or save from flushing water usage. It was pure laziness. It was all the numbers were not being flushed. It was horrific.
And are they leaving their own toothbrushes in the same space that they're not flushing the toilet?
I'm not going to lie. Every time I went there, it was a common occurrence. There was no flushing, and it was the whole family. I know it was.
What?
So I was out of there. I didn't want any. I'm not coming around anymore.
They just let it pile up?
Yep.
I
don't know. And it was on top of it. Yeah, anyway, I hope you're not eating breakfast.
That's why
people invented like toilet flushing toilets is to flush the goddamn toilet.
Just push your button. That's all you got to do. You got to push your button.
Oh my god.
You know
that
what?
That is gross.
Even for me, that's a bit weird.
Katie, I hope that was the reason that you dumped him.
There was many red flags, and that's how we learn lessons, right?
Jesus.
Too many dumps equals a dump. That's Katie's rule.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Right. Listen up. Do you want free petty?
Free petrol. Free petrol. That's what we're about right now.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to hit them with tough love, don't you, Crevo?
Yeah, that's so true.
4967-4105. If you want free petrol, call now. We'll play Three of a Kind next where we need two callers on the phone to go head-to-head. We'll give you three things. You identify the theme. First of two, best of three. Your name's your buzzer. You win.
That's right. Very, very simple. Should we do a little example behind the scenes?
Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah, okay, sure. Hit me.
Daiquiri, Mojito, Cosmo.
Crevo.
Yes.
Are they all cocktails?
They are indeed.
Would have got a point on my way to free petrol if I was you, the
call
listener.
Call now on 4967-4105. We'll play Three of a Kind next.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we're giving one lucky Novocastrian some free petty this morning with our Three of a Kind. Simple game.
Very simple.
We give you three things. You identify the theme. You buzz in with your name. You get a point on the board if you get it right.
First of two, best of three.
Winner.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
We've got Vaughan up first in East Maitland. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. Have you got a special lady in your life that you'd like to dedicate this petty voucher to if you win?
Oh, yes, I certainly do.
Good. Give him a shout out for International Women's Day.
Her name's Katrina. She's my lovely wife.
Oh, bless.
Oh, God, you're an absolute sweetheart, Vaughan. I can tell from here.
Do something nice for her today, Vaughan, okay?
Yes, going to work so she can have a house to herself. How's that?
Sounds perfect.
I would enjoy that very much so. We've also got Kelly in Abermain. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How are you celebrating International Women's Day today?
I'm working.
You've got to make that money somehow, though, don't you?
That's true, yeah.
Just do something nice for yourself today, all right, Kel?
Yeah, I'll go home early.
Proud of you. Yeah, you deserve it today.
Exactly.
All right, should we test everyone's buzzers? Vaughan first.
Vaughan.
Nice.
Strong. Kelly now.
Kelly.
Oh, absolutely superb. You guys have got this in the bag.
You
good
guys
luck.
Guys get it. All right, up first. Fiddle leaf fig, ficus, monstera.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Flip.
Indeed.
That is correct. We'll give you that.
1 point on the board for Kel. Next one. Massport, Victor, Ryobi.
Vaughan.
Kelly.
Vaughan.
Power tools for the garden.
That is correct. And you know what? That means one apiece. This is tiebreaker time.
Indeed.
It's important. This is for the win, guys.
All right, here we go. Bad blood. Blank space. Shake it off.
Kelly.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's songs, but I can't think of anything.
Oh, we need more than songs.
I'll give you a clue. She's big.
Nah, too long. You get nothing there. All right. It's Taylor Swift's song.
Oh, my God.
All right, next one. Squats, push-ups, burpees.
Kelly.
That was Kelly.
Exercises.
Indeed.
Sure is. Good stuff. $50 worth of fuel, all yours. Have a great day, guys, and happy International Women's Day, Kelly, and to Vaughn's wife.
Hey, Vaughn, can we get you back on tomorrow morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's let Kelly know. I almost said that it was Taylor Swift to give her a bit of a nudge along.
Oh, bless you. You're a good bloke.
You're a gentleman. I like you.
Thank you.
He's flattered.
Now, Jamie Lee Curtis Crevo was at an awards night recently and said she was invited to a very exclusive Academy Award nominees dinner.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Yeah, and it's only the nominees that can go. So you're surrounded by...
the best of the best.
Totally.
Best in the biz.
And the reason why she declined the invite has kind of gone viral, and for very good reason. Take a listen.
An Academy Award nominees private dinner on Thursday night that starts at 7:30, and I have declined. Why? Because mommy goes to bed early, and I just, because 7:30 is going to be 9 before we get food, and you know what? There's nothing good happening with me after 9 o'clock. Nothing. Zero.
And honestly, I've never related to a person so much in my entire life.
Oh, she sounds so whingy, and as if you're at that level, go along to the pre-dinner.
What's whingy about getting a good night's sleep?
Oh, you know what? She can have the next day off. You know, she's at the level where she doesn't have to get up for work in the next morning. Have dinner a little bit later for once.
No. Nah.
Like, it's not that big a deal.
No way. I am absolutely here for this. You girls got to eat dinner at 6 p.m., wind down for an hour, put on a show, be in bed by 8:30. Because if you don't get that wind down time at the end of the day, your whole week's thrown out. She even doubled down on her early to bed mentality, saying that artists need to do matinees for their concerts. She's like, I'd love to see Coldplay one day. The problem is, I'm not going to see Coldplay if they start their show at 9 p.m. and there's an opening act. I want to hear Coldplay at 1 p.m. Make artists do matinee shows.
You know what? I guess I understand her less and less because she also wants to see Coldplay.
True.
What a yawn fest that'd be.
But this is like right up my alley, not so much yours. You're going out for dinner at 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're an absolute psychopath.
No.
You know what?
No.
Psychopaths run on no sleep and you're one of them.
You go to bed so early. Right?
I know, so funny.
It's so ridiculous.
Our boss texted us the other day at 8:13 p.m.
8:13, that's not even 30.
And you replied being like, Tyler's already well and truly in bed, but I'm sure she's fine with whatever you need us to do.
You go to bed so early.
Because I need sleep.
There's kids playing basketball in the street when you go to bed.
Oh, that's evil.
And that, like, even kids haven't had their dinner yet.
You know, oh my God, that's offensive, by the way. But also, too, I'm doing it for you. Because if I don't get my sleep, you're the one that has to deal with the wrath of me having no sleep. So you're welcome. Look at me on International Women's Day doing things for the men around me all over again.
Righto. Let's check your traffic. I am beautiful. No matter what the Novos.
Celebrating International Women's Day 2023. Embrace equity.
All right, Crevo, after 7 o'clock, a whole whopping $900 up for grabs with our trivia check. You don't want to miss this. One question stands between you and the cash.
How good is that? You just get one question right and you get $900.
In the back pocket?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Good luck to everyone that plays that. Next, though... animal battles is the area we move into. If you've seen one, start thinking about it. If you've seen a couple of animals going at it, we want your stories. We'll talk more about it next as you wake up with the Novos. 6:35, New FM. You wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Creva on 105.3 New FM. And animal battles is the area we move into now. Because yesterday on the show, we talked about how this dad went out to take his daughter to soccer practice.
Yeah.
Went out to the garage and there was a redback spider hanging down from the muffler of his car, and he's like, what's that weird bit of rope hanging down from the spider's web that the spider was spinning around? It turns out it was a baby eastern brown snake,
and they were just going at each other.
Yeah, the snake was like wriggling around trying to strike at the spider. The spider was like kept biting on it. Apparently the spider looked like it was winning.
What?
Which is just extraordinary. But that's Australian animals for you. That's
Australia for you, full stop.
Redback spider v brown snake.
Oh, yuck. It gives me a shiver. I have witnessed an animal battle in my very own front yard.
Yeah.
There's a kookaburra that lives in the tree like across the road from us in the park.
Yeah.
And he was on our fence, and obviously the magpie that lives across the road in another tree didn't like it, so they just started going mad in our front yard, and I was like, take this elsewhere, boys, not on my yard.
Not on my watch. Watching this. 4965, have you witnessed an animal battle? Especially if it's like two different animals. That's always interesting because that's just the wide world happening, isn't it?
Yep, right in front of your eyes.
Exactly. Or it could be two of the same animal going at it as well. 4967 4105, have you witnessed an animal battle?
Best callers that get to air today will go in the draw for an invite for four kids plus one adult to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe in Charlestown. It's going down this Friday from 4 till 8pm. That's a big old party. And if you want to go along, we've got a whole stack of tickets.
You're going
to
look like a hero if you win those tickets because your kids get to go and they probably get to take a couple of mates as well. And where'd you get that? Oh, just won it from UFM. No big deal.
Just won on the radio. Don't worry about it.
4967 4105. If you've got a story of when you've seen an animal battle, we'd like to hear it on the air next. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. And animal battles, animals fighting is the area we move into now. 4967 4105. If you've seen animals fighting, we'd love to get your calls on the show.
It's just terrifying, isn't it?
Well, especially when it's different wild animals that you don't expect.
Yep.
So this morning, of course, the story of the brown snake versus redback.
Oh, which gives me the jitters.
Nobody is ready for that.
Never.
I remember one time scuba diving, I saw octopus versus crab going at it.
Oh, my God. Who won?
It was the octopus.
Yeah, of course.
Like, there's a little crab, and it was just, like, hitting it with the tentacle.
Oh, my God.
And the crab's, like, snap, snap, snapping at it, and then the octopus just struck it really hard, and that was the end.
An octopus is a dangerous animal.
Yeah, they are.
Fascinates me.
Oh, with all their brains and all their arms and appendages and everything else.
I know, it's crazy.
They're odd but fascinating at the same time. 4967 4105. Have you seen animals fighting? What happened? Let's go to Gabby. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Now tell us, have you witnessed an animal battle?
I witnessed an epic battle back in the day between my old cat and a very large possum.
Oh, what happened? How did that all go?
I think they were being very territorial of a particular tree. So next thing I see, like, one possum streaking up the tree, my cat following him up, only to realize this possum was a lot bigger and scarier than he thought. I'm hearing the screaming. And then there's this big ball of fur that falls out of the tree straight into a pile of metal. Oh. Cat goes one day, possum goes the other way.
Oh, my God. Epic. And the sounds that come out of both a cat and a possum is enough to terrify anyone passing by, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then smacking into that metal, like, it was a perfect...
It's wild.
Nothing like a bit of Mother Nature just going mad, eh?
Absolutely.
That is so funny.
Cat versus possum. I think that takes the cake.
Totally.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Would you like $900 this morning? Just imagine that just dropping into your bank account. Ka-ching.
Oh, my God.
So easy. You just need to answer one question correctly.
If you want $900 for free,
yep,
call now on 4967 4105. We want to give this money away.
I know. And it's very simple. In fact, there's no easier way to win money in Newcastle. Just one question right.
The hardest thing is probably getting through on the phones.
Yeah, but give it a go. 4967 4105. If you'd like your chance at $900 with our trivia check only here on UFM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
So exciting with $900 in the pool.
As each day goes by, I get way more excited. It's almost enough to, like, short trip my brain.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant because some Novocastrian is just going to grab that cash one of these days, hopefully it's today, and it's going to make their week,
they're
right?
They're going to be bathing in it. I'm going to bath and put all, some fitties and just lay there.
And just look at them floating around because you got all that money.
Look at me floating around in all this cash.
We'll call you Tyler McDuck. Let's meet our contestant this morning. It's Summer in Madawi. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Never better. Now, have you ever run a bath and floated money on top?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to.
I think you totally should, Summer, if you win this money.
It sounds great.
What else would you do if you won $900?
Well, I'm about to head to New Zealand for my wedding anniversary, so it'd be great spending money.
Oh, you're not wrong.
What a great part of the world. You must be so excited, yeah?
I am very excited, but I'm not liking the weather over there at the moment. Yeah. It's
pretty
cold.
Yeah, right. That's
a bit stormy,
right. That's
but
okay.
Don't let that ruin a holiday.
Nah. And $900, you could fancy that holiday up, couldn't you?
I sure could.
All right, Summer, are you ready for your question?
Yes, I am.
How many properties are on a standard Monopoly board?
Oh, 28.
Tyler, did we just give away $900?
We just gave away $900! Yes!
Congratulations to Summer in Madawi. You're now $900 richer and you're off to New Zealand.
Oh my God, Summer, you've done it.
Oh my God, you've just made my day, guys.
Oh, I mean, you've made our day, mate.
Oh, thank you so much.
$900 is all yours, Summer. Enjoy that holiday in New Zealand and take an extra couple hundred bucks. And also, please, run yourself a bath and put all that money in it, please.
And send us a photo to the Novo's Insta.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, pics or it didn't happen.
Oh my God, you made my day, guys. Thank you
speechless.
So much.
Absolute pleasure. Krivo, I think that means tomorrow, back to 250?
Yeah. It is.
It's all over again.
That's all right, though. That means you've got another chance at it. Trivia check back. And you see, it's as easy
it's
as
gettable.
That. One question and the cash can be all yours. As you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Krivo on 105.3 New FM. And happy International Women's Day, everyone. And we just wanted to take this opportunity, I guess, to talk about some important women in our lives.
Yeah.
Because I think that's it's like for an average person, that's something that you can do today is to, I guess, congratulate, to thank,
acknowledge
and to help the women in your life who make your life great.
And maybe buy gifts. Women love gifts.
Yeah, sure, why not?
If you feel like it.
Yeah, if you
we'll
feel like
say
it.
No.
Yeah, that's right. I'll start things off with my lovely wife, Emmy.
Of course.
She constantly amazes me with her innovation, skill, and she's just so surprising with the ideas that she comes up with.
Yep.
And she's just such a fantastic wife. I'm so amazed by her on the regular. I try and tell her, but she's one of those people that, like, puts, you know, just goes, oh, it's just normal or whatever.
It's just life.
It's just life. But she's such a resilient person as well.
Yep.
You know, she has her challenges like anyone does in life.
Yep.
And she's able to just overcome them so impressively. I'm constantly inspired by her. Honestly, she's
what
amazing.
So sweet soul. That's such a lovely thing to say. I would like to give a special shout out to my mum, Donna. She and my dad split when I was quite young. So I was basically raised by a handful of women, all of her cousins, and a lot of her friends also, you know, just came to the forefront to help her raise me as a single mom.
Yeah.
And then again, my dad passed away when I was 21. So again, once he kind of passed away, I was just surrounded by supportive women. My mom, my Auntie Kelly, my Auntie Roma, my Auntie Jackie, my grandparents, my two grandmothers, Claire and Dot. Absolute legends. I've just been raised by some absolute queens, and I'm very grateful for that because, yeah, they've kind of shaped me into the woman that I am today. And I guess, too, I want to acknowledge the men in around Newcastle and the Hunter as well, who might be a little bit lost on what they could do today.
Yeah.
switching gears a little bit, because I feel like if you're a man, you might be wondering what you can do. Here's an idea. If you've got a friend who's been a bit of a susso or is always saying things that are questionable, but you've never really said anything, call them out. Because that's one thing that can help the women in your life. And, you know, maybe one awkward conversation could save one woman years of pain. So if there's one thing that you might have been struggling to think of to do today, especially as a man, if you do have just that one bloke in your life that's always saying something to make another woman feel uncomfortable or just doing things that you might that you think are shifty, call them out.
And that's a great point.
There are a lot of people, you know, that might just let it slide, not say anything. But in order to help the women are in your life, say the thing that probably no one else around them is saying, because it's going to help women like your mum, your sister, your cousins, any other woman in your life. It could help them. It could save them years of pain. So if there's something that you want to do for another woman in your life today, and there is that shifty character in your life, maybe say something to them. Call them out. Help us out.
I also want to give a shout out to you.
Thank you.
We've, you know, only started really working together a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And you've learnt so much and come up to speed so quickly in what is really a difficult job.
It is hard sometimes, yeah.
And you've become so good at what you do in such a short time.
Thank you so much.
So hats off to you, Tyler, for what you do.
Thank you.
And how quickly you've become great at this job.
Oh, it's fun. We're very lucky.
That we are.
Celebrating International Women's Day 2023. Embrace equity.
Indeed, and happy International Women's Day, everyone.
Of course, and after 8 o'clock, Creevo and UFM's $10,000 cash tracks are back this morning. We'll play today's first cash track, write it down, and all the other ones that play across the day as well, and we'll pay you $105 for everyone you get right.
That's right. I think $420 went off yesterday.
Oh.
My favourite number. Just
is
saying
it
once more. Yeah, 420.
Why is that?
Absolute. I don't know. It's just my lucky number.
Love it.
Yeah, just blazing. Right. Next, though, a bit of a partner situation we want to talk about. Yeah, Tyler?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, whether or not it's all right to put them on a special plan. Details next. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. And yesterday on the show, we spoke briefly about this lady who has basically got her boyfriend on like an improvement sort of plan like you would at work.
Yeah, her name's Nadine. She went viral on TikTok because she's like, I'm going to give it a go. Our relationship's on its last leg, so let's see if it sticks. Here's some audio from her TikTok that went viral.
So my boyfriend and I were having a lot of issues in the beginning, like a lot. And ultimately, I felt like we weren't compatible, even though we had a lot of love for each other. So as a last straw, we decided to do like a performance improvement plan. And before you come at me, I know it's kind of harsh to some of you, but he's an engineer. And sometimes it's really hard to communicate with him without using something that he can already relate to. Plus, he kind of liked it.
What an absolute nightmare that sounds like.
I think it's genius.
I've got four words for you, mate.
Yeah.
Run for the hills. Right? You can't treat your relationship like a workplace.
Mate,
this
horses,
is wrong.
Horses for courses.
No.
She said that he liked it.
Oh, that he's just saying that just to stick around a little longer for whatever reason.
If it's working for them, don't yuck someone's yum. If their relationship is literally on its last leg and they want to try and make it work, they've got to do whatever's going to work for them, and this clearly has. I think it's smart.
Tyler, this is wrong. You can't treat a relationship like work. Like, what are you going to do? Imagine this, right? You get home, you say to Marcus, look, we got a new system now. It's written warnings. So anytime you mess up, you're getting a written warning.
Yep.
Free and you're out.
Absolutely.
Would you do that really to poor Marcus?
Listen to the problems that we're having, and if you don't, you get a warning. Yes, correct.
What are you going to do next? Limit his lunchtime to 40 minutes on the dot?
I wouldn't do that, but I'd say you've upset me, you didn't listen. That's a big black dot next to your name.
You're going to make him wear a uniform around the house?
No. I'm just going to say, if you've not done the thing I've asked you to do, this is a problem.
You're gonna
I'm going to write it down.
You're going to make him clock in and out?
No.
All of these things are stuff from the workplace that should stay at the workplace. You can't bring that into a relationship. It needs to be treated differently.
I think it's genius.
Okay, this is the debate. 4967 4105, putting your partner on a performance improvement plan like some corporate entity. Are you Team Tyler? This is a good idea. It's right. Or are you Team Crevo? This is wrong. You can't treat your partner like some corporate drone in your own house.
If it works for them, let them do what they want. Of course, every best caller on the air today will go in the draw to win an invite for four kids plus one adult. So that's five tickets to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe in Charlestown this Friday from 4 till 8 p.m. So if you want to get along to that, share your thoughts. Do you think putting your partner on a performance improvement plan is right or wrong?
Team Tyler says right. I can't believe it. 4967 4105. Give us a call now. You're waking up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're basically debating whether it's right or wrong to put your partner on a performance improvement plan. I think it's an absolute outrage. You cannot treat your partner like an employee. You need to respect them. And an improvement plan is not the answer. It's ridiculous.
I think it's genius. We do have a poll up on our Instagram story at the moment at the Novo's _. Currently, 67% of voters are saying it's correct. It's the right thing to do.
What an outrage. They are wrong, in my opinion. Let's go to the phones, though, now. Amanda, how's Aberglasslyn this morning?
Good. It's going to get hot later, though, I think.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, she's in the warmer part of the Hunter. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Putting your partner on a performance improvement plan, right or wrong?
I'm definitely for right.
Yes,
sir. One for Team Tyler. Okay.
Why so, Amanda?
I think that everyone getting so busy and they get a little bit carried away with life, they get a little bit complacent.
Yep.
And they probably don't mean to, but they forget about the other person a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially like you're a stay-at-home mum or something like that. So I think that an occasional review of the relationship has a sense helps to bring maybe some issues that aren't really going to be a problem right now but will be in the future to head, and they can fix it quickly.
Genius. Just keeps everyone on their toes, doesn't it?
Yes. Now, not so much on their toes, but it just, like, if something so small can escalate into something large, if it was just spoken about, like, it doesn't get there.
If there's a pit.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Fixes
do you,
it.
Do you have a partner, Amanda?
I do.
Yeah? What could they improve on?
We're pretty good because we do have our chats and bits and pieces.
You're already doing it.
Yeah, you've already got your performance improvement plan in place, Amanda, and it sounds like it's working.
He gets really busy with work, he gets really busy with life, and sometimes he forgets something. So to bring it to his attention on occasion, it just stops any arguments or any problems.
Yeah, friendly little reminder. I like that.
Very measured, very sensible.
Let's go up next to Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, and shut the front door. Are you serious?
What are your thoughts on this, putting your partner on a performance improvement plan, right or wrong?
Oh, my God. Where is the man in this situation? Where is the gentleman in this situation? I'm so freaking wrong. I'm over this shit. No, up to it, mate. I would have divorced 2 years ago if that was the case.
Very true, yeah. A lot of people online are also saying she's a walking red flag. Run and find someone who appreciates them. Someone else... Man,
no wonder why the guys go to guys these days. The women are freaks.
Very true. I think we'll just end it there, right?
Good idea. Let's check your traffic.
We play music. You win money.
Yeah, that sounds decent.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it. We play music, you win money.
Yeah, they did it in the voiceover bit, which is fun.
Yep, but that's basically all it is.
Now, $105 for every single one you get correct. Make sure you're writing them down as you go through the day. Don't miss any, because that's just money you're throwing away.
Don't miss any, because that's money that you miss out on.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm basically just repeating everything everyone else says. Isn't that annoying? Remember when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
Stop saying it.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Anyway, money, free money.
Get
we
on
are
it.
About to hand you today's first cash track of the day. And oh, this is a banger. This is one of my favourite songs from last year, in fact.
I think you're right.
It's your boy, Baker Boy, and Bernard Fanning teaming up on this one for Wish You Well, today's first cash track of the day worth 105 bones.
As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
And of course, Crevo, today is International Women's Day. We here at New FM are celebrating and highlighting women in our community who are doing amazing things. And one of those women is Belinda, who is the chairperson for Got Your Back Sister. Now, if you're not familiar with Got Your Back Sister, they basically empower women to thrive after experiencing domestic violence through individualized information and support, workshops and education, and of course with household items and all that kind of stuff as well. So they do great things for our community here in Newcastle.
That's right. They're essentially helping women like get set up and resettle after that awful, awful situations that they are put through sometimes.
And for International Women's Day today, Belinda, the chairperson for Got Your Back Sister, joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. Of course, a very special day today. How are you celebrating International Women's Day?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm at home with COVID. One of the beautiful things about International Women's Day is it's become a real celebration over the whole month of March.
Yep.
A whole range of events and disseminating of information, which is really a wonderful way to celebrate progress that's made, but also bring people's attention to issues such as domestic violence in our community.
Of course, and you mentioned events. One of the most latest ones that you've done was your Got Your Back Sister inaugural International Women's Day lunch, which you guys raised $47,000.
Oh my God.
In one sitting. That's a huge feat. Now, how are you going to be using that money to support women in our community?
Well, that money will go into our programs and services that we run to support the women in our community who are rebuilding their lives after domestic violence. And there's a whole range of those programs because we find that the women that we support, they all have different struggles, have different needs for their healing journey. So for many of them, they've been isolated for quite some time as an element of that abusive relationship. They may not have access to the workforce. They may not have access to additional training to build skills for them to be able to earn their own income. So we have programs around that. We also have programs that actually just connect them with other women who've experienced something very similar to them so that they can start to build some trust with people who have walked a similar journey to them and create those friendships, get that support and build that confidence to be able to go forward and either enter the workforce or get a driver's license or, you know, just be able to manage their family and their budget where they haven't been able to do that successfully before.
Now, I've been reading about how Got Your Back Sister is, you know, looking to expand. How's that journey going?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting. Our roots are very much here in the Hunter, and we've got a really solid base here in Newcastle. So we're really all about following the need. So we're connecting with different partners and different services in other parts of the Hunter, and just seeing where that need goes. With our community campaign last year, I Run For Her, we sort of unexpectedly but happily had some people in Byron Bay that wanted to be part of that I Run For Her and reached out to us. So we've now got a little bit of a relationship with some people up there. So we may end up exploring what we could do in that region, which is one of has one of the highest rates of domestic violence and female homelessness in the country. We're also really keen to expand within the Hunt region as well.
God, this is a resource that women the world over
could really use
and really do with. So, and what the team does at Got Your Back Sister is just amazing. So if we could see this go global,
this would
be amazing because, like I said, it's a resource that a lot of women need, but also a lot of women don't realise that, you know, there are other people in their community that could do with this. So, if you can get behind anything that Got Your Back Sister, particularly on a day like today, please do. Belinda, we hope you feel better soon. I'm so sorry that you're stuck feeling unwell on a very special day, but we appreciate and we see everything that Got Your Back Sister does, and and we thank you for that. And happy International Women's Day. Please do something nice for yourself, not just today but every other day as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
What an absolute gem. Just fantastic.
Totally. They do amazing things for the community. And, I mean, even if you're in a position that you feel like you may not need it, someone in your life definitely needs a resource like Got Your Back Sister.
So, if you got a few dollars spare, please send them their way.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
Producer Stephen, what's the goss? What's the goss?
Yeah, well, Avril Lavigne's got a new love, guys, and it is...
What? So
complicated. It is very complicated.
I heard about this.
Who is it?
So it's a bit of a mess. So she's been seen, she's been snapped. I mean, she hasn't been trying to hide it, very publicly hooking up with Tyga, who's like an American rapper. The reason why it is so complicated is because Avril Lavigne, for those who didn't know, called off her engagement like a month ago.
Oh, I didn't know this.
So she was engaged to Mod Sun, who's another American singer. And they, you know, were engaged to be married. And about a month ago, Avril Lavigne called off the engagement, which was a shock to him and a shock to the world, pretty much. And right before they broke up, Avril was spotted with Tyga out for lunch a couple of times, out for dinner. They were spotted together. And now, all of a month later, they've been kissing very publicly. Yeah, in public. So the questions arising, obviously, was, has Avril Lavigne been faithful, you know? Or was something, a little bit before this that, you know, caused perhaps a catalyst to the engagement splitting off?
Big if true. Now, the question, is she cougar in this situation?
Yeah, she is a bit older, but I don't know if you... I wanted to bring this up, actually. I don't know if you guys have seen a photo of Avril Lavigne recently.
I have.
She has not aged in 20 years.
Not one
bit. She looks unreal, absolutely unbelievable.
Not that we ever acknowledge women not based on their looks.
No,
we praise women based on their looks, but she does not have a single wrinkle on her face.
She looking good.
She looks good.
Well, it's just like, I want to know the skincare routine. Drop it, please.
Totally.
Yeah, I've got more crow's feet than her.
But yeah, you are right. There is a bit of an age gap there.
Saucy.
Yeah, I guess, like, I like the way that they have come out and just done it so publicly, though. You know, they've gone, screw the paparazzi trying to sneak a photo here or there.
Let's just pash in public.
Yeah, we'll just pash in public. Let everyone get the photo, and then, you know, they can just go on living normally, I suppose. All power to her.
You know who the winners are here?
Mm.
Us.
Yeah.
Because if this relationship breaks down, we're going to get a brand new Avril album.
Which is, of course, the thing that everyone wants.
I'm here for that.
Definitely. I am beautiful,
no matter what they say. The Novos. I can buy myself flowers. Celebrating International Women's Day 2023. Embrace equity.
Yeah, that's right. And we wanted to, I guess, shout out a couple of events, et cetera, here in this spot.
Yeah, of course. We heard Jess in the newsroom just then give a shout out to Sarah Williams, who has been named Newcastle's Woman of the Year.
How good is this?
For her initiative with What Were You Wearing, an amazing initiative that Newcastle and the Hunter get to see firsthand.
And what a great concept for really an art piece, mm-hmm. to try and change the attitudes of people that don't understand what that situation is.
Or just victims of this kind of assault or domestic violence.
Totally.
Right? And also, too, I wanted to make mention that a local cafe in Greta, the Girl and the Goat Cafe, are raising respect for International Women's Day. If you go there, you purchase a small coffee, fresh scones, jam and chantilly cream.
That's a yes, please.
$14 with every $4 donated to Jenny's Place, which is another great local initiative that provide relief and support to women and children who are experiencing domestic violence and or homelessness as well. So if you're in the area, head to the Girl and the Goat Cafe.
Go and support that.
Because money will be going back to another local non-for-profit as well.
Once again, helping our community do better and be better.
Totally.
Next, though, we'll be giving you info on how you can get yourself to the Thrifty Newcastle 500.
Getting close, isn't it?
For free.
Get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now, March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novos Supercar Challenge. Thanks to Harvey Norman and HP, proud supporters of Red Bull Racing.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier to win your way along to the Thrifty Newcastle 500. Plus, you can get yourself the merch pack, plus the garage tour on top of that.
The whole shebang is included here.
You're going to feel like a full rock star with this treatment. It's amazing.
And I feel like you're going to need to take today, tomorrow and Friday off to just prepare.
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck a sickie.
Doesn't get any easier either to win. Call now, 4967-4105, and if you get on, we'll be playing for you in a quiz because we know very little about the Thrifty Newcastle 500.
Yeah, you literally don't have to do a thing. You just sit there and hope for the best.
Yeah, pretty much. As Tyler and I take on each other, producer Stephen coming at us with the Thrifty Newcastle 500 questions, and we have to figure out which is the right answers, really.
4967-4105. If you want to play and get to the Thrifty Newcastle 500, we are playing the Novo Supercars Challenge next.
Get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now, March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novo's Supercar Challenge. Thanks to Harvey Norman and HP, proud supporters of Red Bull Racing.
Yeah, we want to send as many lucky Novocastrians to the Thrifty Newcastle 500 as humanly possible.
For free.
For free. So we want to hook someone up with a double three-day pass, as well as a special garage tour, and a Thrifty Newcastle 500 merch pack as well.
I think the garage tour would be the most exciting for me, because all of that engineering and all of that technology and stuff sounds so cool.
You know what concerns me about that, if I was to do it?
What?
The fumes. They'd wreak havoc with my allergies.
You're just allergic to anything.
I know,
though.
It sucks.
We're going to put you in one of those things. Yeah, and roll you down the street in future.
I'm fine with that. It'd be so fun. I mean.
So, of course, there'll be a little quiz run by Stephen for you and I.
Yep.
And let's get some listeners on to pick their players.
Up first, we've got Michelle in East Maitland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to win today, Michelle?
Oh, I'd really, really like to.
Yeah, good. Get the girls.
Off you go.
Off you go. Or the hubby.
No, I'll have to take my husband.
Yeah, you better. God damn.
Have to take the husband.
Damn it.
No. He really wants to go.
Yeah,
of course he does.
Of course.
All right. Well, we've also got Shaz in Toronto. How are you?
Awesome. How are you guys today?
Never better. How good's that? We're in sync.
We are so in sync.
Let's let Shaz in Toronto choose. Would you prefer myself or do you prefer Tyler?
I'd also just like to say real quick, I've won 2 days in a row, so choose wisely.
Well, I'm still going Tyler because you're doing an amazing job at the moment and you're really hitting the buttons, babe.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, you can be on my team. All right, so that means...
Michelle, you got me.
Come on, Kruver.
I got this for you, don't
Come
worry.
Come on, you've got this.
Yeah. All right. On. Hang tight, guys. It's time to bring in producer Stephen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning
to you too.
Have you got your questions ready?
Ready and raring to go. You guys ready?
Yeah, of course.
As ready as we'll ever be. Yes.
Let's do this thing.
Let's go. First question for you guys. The winner of the Supercars Championship gets the option to take, the championship number for their car. What is that championship number?
Crevo.
Crevo is first.
Number one.
It is number one.
Yes!
Yay, yay. So that's one to Crevo.
I was going to say, if you get that wrong, how embarrassing. All right, next question.
All right, let's do the next question, guys. Icehouse are launching the supercars on Friday. They're the headline act. And we've got Ivor on the show tomorrow, actually. Cheeky plug. But unfortunately, last time it was here in 2019, there was a big act that pulled out. What was that big act?
Tyler. Was it Robbie Williams?
It wasn't Robbie Williams.
Damn it.
Crevo?
I do have
multiple choice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's go then, because I'm still in this.
Tell me that.
Well, you jumped the gun too quick.
Okay,
yeah. Classic right. Tyler, let's go.
A, Crowded House. B, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Or C, Kiss. It was Kiss.
Which means, congratulations, Michelle and East Maitland. I've got you the tickets.
Oh, I knew you would come through.
Shaz, I'm so sorry, Shaz.
She's pumped your tyres as well.
Day. I dropped the ball.
You did. I should have answered those questions for it.
Oh, you should have. Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. Anyway, well
Love
done
you,
to
babe.
You.
Have a great day.
Love you, Shaz. Well done to you, Bye. Michelle.
And on International Women's Day
I know.
As well.
Shut up.
That's all right. Michelle, also a woman, is a winner today. So we'll take that. We'll take that. Have a great day, everyone, and happy International Women's Day as well.
All the women in Newcastle and the Hunter, do something for yourself today, and all the men around town, do something special for the ladies in your life as well. Don't forget, Cash Tracks continue right across your hump day. They could pop up at any time. They're all worth $105. Be listening at all times.
That's
and a
right.
Big shout out to Michelle in Gorrickin yesterday.
Melissa, I think it was.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Took out 420.
Brilliant.
A lot of money.
Sure is. And good luck with it today. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.